for being here today, because if we didn't march, we didn't meet, we didn't demonstrate, and we didn't organize, then the only sources of information would be CNN and Fox News for the people of the United States and the pro-war message from the British government. Look around you in this park today, where people of all backgrounds, of all ages, of a very wide variety of political views and causes. But we've come together here today because we recognise the poison, and it is a poison, that runs through British politics, which is called the government's policy in Iraq and the Middle East. We were told lies to take us into war in 2001, 2002 and 2003. We were then told the troops had to stay to protect the Iraqi people. We were then told that order was impossible in Iraq without a British and American presence. One after another of the so-called coalition of the willing has peeled off because of popular movements and popular demonstrations in their own countries. Yet apparently it's the American National Guard, untrained people who are dragged into the war, and a small section of the British Army are all that remains there. Well, it's time to give a very strong message to Tony Blair on the eve of the Labour Party conference, and to every delegate to that Labour Party conference. Look at the public opinion in Britain. Look at this demonstration. Look at the support you are losing because of this absurd policy of the occupation of Iraq. And what happened in Basra this week, you couldn't have written a play about it. You couldn't have made it up. British SAS officers, armed to the teeth, driving through a checkpoint, dressed in some other clothing, then trying to shoot their way out of it, and then they are arrested, apparently quite properly, by the local police, and the British Army then bombard the police station in which they're held. Who are the lawless forces now? And when the governor of Basra and the council of Basra break off all relations with the British occupying forces, this is reminiscent of the dying days of the American occupation of Vietnam. We should learn a lesson from history. But the price that's been paid of this monstrous folly has been the death of 100,000 Iraqi people. 100,000 people have died. And goodness knows how many more are going to die from depleted uranium waste and from the collapse of the ordinary public services in that country. Imagine those numbers. And then imagine the hurt of the families, of the soldiers, of all parties who have died in this. We grieve for every single life that has been lost in this carnage in Iraq. And that's why I think it was so poignant to have the families of the British soldiers that died in Iraq on the platform here today. But everyone in this country has also paid a price. When Tony Blair signed up for the global war on terror, the idea you can have a war on a noun is absurd in the first place, we damaged our own civil liberties. Parliament, to its eternal shame, pushed through the anti-terrorist legislation in 2001, which resulted in those people being wrongly imprisoned in Belmarsh. And then we had the control orders earlier this year. And now Charles Clarke wants powers to detain people for up to a month without charge or trial. Well, it was wrong when the Tories supported the Prevention of Terrorism Act in the 1980s. It's doubly wrong if a Labour government tries to do something even worse in the 21st century. The popular mood has to be that we live in a pluralistic, multicultural society. We won our liberties. They weren't given to us. We belong to a country that wants to keep those liberties. And I, for one, am not prepared to be a member of parliament that abuses my position and takes away liberties that my forefathers and foremothers fought for over generations and centuries. the conservative force. We are often told we are small, we are irrelevant, we're on the fringes, we're on the edges. The real power rests in the White House, rests in the military, rests in the global corporations. Sure, it does. But all that power, wasted in Iraq, wasn't much help to the people of New Orleans dying in the sewage of that particular country. That demonstrates what happens when you waste resources on a war. Wars don't just exist in Iraq. There's the carnage of the wars for natural resources in the Congo, in Colombia, and all around the world. What we're doing here today is standing for a different